Okay, Sunday Satsang, 2016, January 17th. Pranavalava, Bhaktaro. Go ahead.
Maharaj, can you tell us something about Ananda Manjari?
Shigra Jagra, Shigra Jagra. Well, because you had mentioned this question before, so I looked up some things. You said you heard some different things from different sources, so I will only speak on the basis of the Shastra, because of what I understand, which is practically seen. And I have some points in my notes. So first thing we have to identify, Ananga Manjari, of course, is the younger sister of Radharani. She's a very extraordinary personality. And in Krishna's Nitya Lila and Braja Dham, with the gopis, Radharani, and all the sakis, there's considered to be five classes of sakis, five types of gopis. And one is, of course, the sakis. They're called sakis. One category, there's five sakis, five categories of sakis. There's different categories. There's friendly sakis, but amongst Radharani's girlfriends, they break down into five groups, her own girlfriends. So they're all supaksha to Radha and Krishna, means favorable party. Because Chandravali's party, that's called vipaksha. Paksha means group or section. Shukla paksha, Krishna paksha, these are tithis in the month of the calendar. So V means against, so the Vipaksha means against my group. So Chandravali Padmashaibya. So there's five categories of friendly gopis to Radharani, and then one is called Sakis. And these are five subcategories. Sakis, and then there's Priya Sakis, Nitya Sakis, Priya Narma Sakis, and Parama Preshta Sakis. The Parama Preshta Sakis are the Astasakis, Alita Vishaka, Chitra Champak, Induleka, Tungavidya Sudevi, Rangadevi. And when we chant the prayer that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are alluding to them or mentioning them. You understand English?
Yeah.
We're indicating them when we say this prayer. It's in our songbook, you must be knowing, a prayer to Radha Govinda. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshta Alibi Sevyamano Smarami. So this is the pranam prayer to Radha Govinda, but it's actually a mantra which Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami wrote, a shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And like we have Jayatam Surato Pangur Mama Manda, like this, and then Karshan, Karshan Vena Sunera Gopira Gopinatha Street, like that. Shiman Rasara Sarambi Gopinath, there's a prayer at each one. So Govindaji's prayer, and this prayer actually, Krishna's Kaviraj is describing the Yogapit meditation. So it's Divya Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada, and that transcendental Brindavan, Divya Brindaranya. Aranya means forest, Dandakaranya sages. Dandakaranya, because they were sannyasis, they had dandas. Aranya means forest, they saw Ram. Dandakaranya. So, Divya Brindaranya, Kalpajumada. Kalpajum means the wish fulfilling trees. Divya Brindaranya, Kalpajumada, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasan. Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto. Sto, seated on, situated on a singhasan, ratna means jeweled, sitting on a jeweled throne, we say singhasan, throne, golden, beautiful golden throne with nice white cushions and bolsters, backrest, and all diamonds and rubies and jewels inset in a golden throne, very elaborate design. Sitting there in the middle of that throne is Vrindavaneshri and Vrajaraj Sri Krishna. Radha Govinda, Yugal. Divyad Brindaranyakalpa Jumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto. This is Srimad Srila Radha Govinda Devo. So sitting there is Radha Govinda Devo, the Radha Govinda Dev, Govindaji, Govinda Devji, Radha Govinda Yugo, Yugo Kishore. Then, what other meditation we have? Because we're meditating there in the center of the Yogapita, where all the Nitya Parishads and Madhurya Leela, the key players in the Leela, the close associates and confidants of Radha and Krishna, they meet together, and there's some artik performed by Lalita. And of course, all the mantras are also there in the different groups and parivars, and Sakigan. So then, Preshta Alibi Sevyamana Smaram, they're surrounded by, it's a, the whole Yogapit Mandir is a square temple. Square temple, the golden made of gold. And the center of that square, there's a huge dome above where Radha and Krishna sit on the Singhasan, a big dome. And in the four corners, there's small domes with, of course, flags and kalashes above each one. Then in between the four corners, there's another dome. So it's nine domes. Like there's one center dome, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So there's one in each corner and one in between. It's like designed, you know. Just say this is square. Pretend it's a square. So the dome is here. Big dome. You know dome?
Yes.
It's like this. And then small domes. It's very nice looking. You know, square. And it's up on a hillock. Just like Govindaji Mandir. The old Govindaji Mandir is exactly at the Yogapit. Then in the middle, and when you go inside, there's four doors into that temple from four directions, four steps. Then there's a raised platform about 15 inches from the floor. It's all marble floor, stone, jewels, everything. Chintamani. There's a raised platform. It's called octagon. It has eight sides. Something like a stop sign. It's kind of shaped like a turtle. It's longer than it is wider. Stop sign in America is equally... It's like this wide and that wide. So it's a little longish. It's like something like a honeycomb, but that has six sides. It has eight sides. And that's called the yoga pit, the middle. And in the middle of that, and that platform was shaped with eight sides, is the lotus configuration. There's 24 petal lotus. In the center of the 24 petal lotus is where Radha Govinda sit on this Divya Brindaranya. Then the first eight petals at their lotus feet is the eight Astamandris. Rupa, Rati, Labanga, Manjulali, etc. Kasturi, and Vilas. Then surrounding them are the eight Sakis, Radharani's Ashtasakis. Then beyond them are the eight Upasakis. Okay? These are the 24 gopis or Sakis in the Yogapit, in the Vrindavan, Nitya Yogapit. So that mantra is to there. So there are five categories. So the Parama Preshta, they're the group or the Astasakis. Is Preshta Ali. Ali means Ali means honeybee and also means gopi. The Ali. So it's Preshta. Preshta means very chief, leading chief, the most dear and closest. Like we say, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale. Some pranam prayer to the guru. Krishna Prashtaya. So Krishna Preshta means very, very dear and close to Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Situated at the feet of Vishnu or Krishna and very, very, is a Preshta. He's very dear. He's very dear and close. Situated at the feet as a servant and a representative, but still the guru is heart to heart with Krishna. One in heart, one in mind, one in purpose, one in action. This is Guru, Sri Guru. Mukunda Preshta, Krishna Preshta. So now, all the Sakis fall into one of these categories, like Brindadevi, for example. She's a Saki, but she's not a Parama Preshta Saki. She's not a Priya Saki. She's not a Nitya Saki. She's called a Saki. Her category is Saki. Now, her temperament, her mood of Sneha or affection, that's another thing. There's Samasneha. There's Samasneha. Means equal affection, Radha and Krishna. There's Krishna Sneha Adik, more affection for Krishna, and Radha Sneha Adik, more for Radha. So the Sakis, like Vrindadevi and maybe Dhanishta also, they have Krishna Sneha Adika. They have more affection for Krishna than Radha. So when they usually take Krishna's side and not so much Radharani's side, although they're arranging all different leelas. And you'll see that if you look at the Shastras. So that now, this Rupa Goswami, he's describing these gopis in Radha Krishna Ganadeja Deepika, and he describes these different categories. So he says, what does he say? He says like this. This is from the chapter 46 that it's called the Varishta Gopis. The word Varishta means the best, the topmost. Of three kinds, this is verse number 75. Samaj. You heard of Vaishnav Samaj? The group, no? Samaj Parama Preshta Sakinam Pratamo Mata Varishtash Cha Varashcheti Sa Saman Vaya Yugmabak. Yug, of course, means two. Yugmabak. Samanya, there's two general divisions. Samanya means general. There's two general divisions of the. Even here it says, Sakinam. Oh, there's a verse before this, because there's this word for word, there's more than that. Excuse me. Verse 73 through 75, because I was reading a translation. Wait a minute, the Sanskrit doesn't match. It says, okay, now, so he's saying, Ata Sakivarg. Tatrado kulam alinam. See, ali. Kulam. Kulam means like gurukul, means the family or the place of the guru. So kulam alinam means the family of gopis. Tatrado kulam alinam likyate tat trimandalam. Taratam yat tayo premnam kulasyasya tripata. Samajo mandalam cheti ganash cheti taruchite. And I read the rest. So there are the three kinds of gopi associates of the Lord mentioned in verse 70, which gopis of the same age, etc. The first group of contemporary gopis are the most exalted. The second group, the maidservants, are there's three groups. There's the most exalted. There's a second group, and there's the maidservants. Then after them, the messengers. So basically he's saying there's four categories. The most exalted, the word Varishta means the best. And then the second, next most exalted. So the name for that type of gopi is Vara. So Varishta Sakhi and Vara Sakhi. And both the Varishta, the best, and the Vara, second best, both of them are part of the what we call the Parama Preshta Sakis. So listen to what and he explains who they are. Then comes the maidservants, then the gopi messengers, the duties. So he says these groups correspond to groups mentioned as Samaja, Mandala, and Gan. And this is some in the verse. So the first group means contemporary friends. In other words, first group, this means the contemporary gopi friends, they have two divisions. So contemporary gopi friends, contemporary means they're the same age as Krishna, 14, 15, like that. That's what it means. So they're divided into two groups, Varishta and Vara. So the first group of Krishna's contemporary gopi friends includes two subdivisions called most exalted, Varishta, and next most exalted. That's Vara. So in the Varishta category, the Varishta gopis are more famous than all others. They are eternally intimate friends of Radha and Krishna. No one can equal or exceed the love that they have for Radha and Krishna. And it says they're the most worshipable, etc., etc. So then he lists who they are. These are the Varishta Gopis. Nalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champak, Tungavidya, Indulekha, Rangadevi, Sudevi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yastasakis. Then he goes on to describe each one. Nalita, etc. She's 27. Here it says she's 27 years old. This is Kusha Karata's translation. He made a little mistake there. It's supposed to be 27 days older.
Yeah.
He got... Yeah, I got something got messed up there. Because it says Sapta Vimshati Vasare, and the word Vas can mean day or year, so he wasn't familiar with the subject. The Sanskrit is Sapta Vimshati. Sapta Vimshati means 27. And Varsa, what do you say, Varsha? Or Vasar. I think it means year or day. Anyway, he made a mistake. So then list them. So now, after it describes then it says, who are the Varasakis? That comes here. What is that group of? Okay. Oh, oops. And list them also. Okay, this is the Varagopis. So the Varagopis are the contemporary gopis, practically the same age as Radha. They are the same age as Radha and Krishna. Gopi, and they are in a larger category called Parama Prashta Sakis. So these aren't Manjaris, these aren't Kinkaris, these aren't maidservants. They're gopis, full gopis. They're called Varagopis. Just a little. They're not supremely exalted. Just as there are eight Varishta most exalted gopis, in the same way there are also eight Vara exalted gopis. So when you read this list, then you'll see names like this. Their names are Kalavati, Shubhangada, Hiranyangi, Ratnalekha, Shikavati, Kandarpa Manjari, Fulkalika, and Ananga Manjari. So they are Vara gopis. So Ananga Manjari is not a Manjari. And she's not a Kinkari. She's not a maidservant of Radharani's lotus feet like Tulsi Manjari and Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. I mean, she's serving, obviously, Radha and Krishna, and also serves Krishna directly. It gets confusing because her name is Manjari. And there's another gopi named Kandarpa Manjari. She's Ananga Manjari and Kandarpa Manjari are Manjaris in name only. That's how it was described to me. They're Manjaris in name only. So this is really clear proof from Rupa Goswami. There are Varagopis. Then he describes about these different Varagopis. And all these Varagopis, incidentally, they're in the Yogapit meditations of all the traditional lines of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, let's say that, traditional Parivars, families, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Advaita. When we describe the Yogapit, it describes the Astamandris. Then it describes the Astasakis, who are the Varishta Gopis. Then right next to them, a little bit on the next outer circle of eight petals, are what's called the Upasakis. Upasakis, or here it's called Vara Gopis. So among all these that are listed here are there. Ananga Manjari and Kandarpa Manjari and Fulkalika and Ratnareka and all this. So there's sometimes some misconceptions in different books or lectures that have been given. I've seen about calling, you know, Ananga Manjari and Upa Manjari or something like that. This is not quite according to our teachings of the six Goswamis. So she's clearly a gopi, and then here's her. They had described all the ones. So Ananga Manjari is described. So her name is Ananga Manjari, but she's a Nayaka. Nayaka means she's a lover and a heroine of Krishna. And she's so dear and so near to Krishna and so near and dear to Radharani that Radharani has given her a kunja right in the middle of Radhakund, Ananga Manjari Kunja. And that's where she goes and enjoys with Krishna and serves Krishna and gives pleasure to him, rather. The pleasure of Ananga. Ananga means the fullest expression of cupidity or love dalliance. Ananga. Where one becomes unconscious in the bliss of transcendental euphoria of erotic love. divine erotic love. Ananga means, anga means body, and a means without. When you lose your body, it means you faint, you become unconscious. So Ananga Mandri is so extraordinary and so beautiful. Radharani's sister, so beautiful and so extraordinary. And so this is her description. Ananga Manjari Vasanta Ketiki Kantir Manjulanga Manjari Manjulananga Manjari Yatart Aksha Nameyam Indivara Nibambara. Her Kanti is like a Vasant Ketiki flower, which means a flower that blossoms in spring, Vasant. I'm not sure what color that is. She's exquisitely beautiful, and she's named after Cupid. That's why it says here, Nameyam. Her complexion is the color of a springtime Ketiki flower, and her clothes are Indivara. Indivara. Her sari, her dress is the color of Indivara, a particular type of blue lotus flower. And her husband is Duramada, who happens to be the younger brother of Abhimanyu. So it's very common, even today in Braj, the lady across the street, two sisters from the same family marry two brothers from the same family. Certainly, it saves money on marriages. They do one marriage for both of them. And so this is very common in Braj Mandal, that two brothers marry two sisters. So two brothers, Abhimanyu and Dormad, marry two sisters, Radharani and Ananga Manjari. And Ananga Manjari is very dear to Lalita and Vishakha. Priyasu Lalita Devya Vishakayo Visheshata. She's especially Visheshata, especially dear. So this is her relationship. So here it's telling you, it says she's very dear. It says she's very dear to two other Sakis. It doesn't say Rupa Manjari or Rati Manjari. It's also important. It says Priyasu Lalita Devya Vishakaye, because she, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So she's a contemporary gopi, a Nayaka, and so are the Astasakis. She's a Paramapresha Sakhi of the Vara category, and the Astasakis are Paramapresha Sakhis of the Varishta category. So this, now we know something about the name and the type of Sakhi that she is. And this is... it tells about the activities of what all these Sakhis do. And that, then later, so after describing all of these different Sakhis, after some time, so these are some notes from my teacher I have on Ananga Manjari. The worship of Ananga Manjari is not performed by any Gaudiya Vaishnava groups. There's not one mention of Ananga Manjari in Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, nor in Krishna Bhavanamrita. In Govinda Lilamrita, and these are the two main shastras for Raghunuga Bhakti, Manasi Seva and Leela, meditating on Krishna's eternal pastimes, Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. There's not one verse in Krishna Bhavanamrita mentioning Ananga Manjari's name. And there's only one verse in Govinda Lilamrita. There's no mention one time of Ananga Manjari's specific role or seva. Only in chapter 7 of Govinda Lilamrita, her name is mentioned once. And chapter 7, verse 100 through 101. And Gauraganadesh Deepika, it says that Ananga Manjari is the Shakti of Lord Nityananda. And of course, So that's specifically speaking about Ananga Manjari. When Govinda Lilamrita is describing the kunjas of Radhakund, he describes there in the middle of Radhakund there is a kunja of Ananga Manjari called Ananga Manjari Kunja. He describes it as like a lotus. But about Ananga Manjari seva or personal seva, no. Everywhere is talking about Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, who is Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Raghunath. Everywhere Rupa Raghunath. But of course, as I already identified, I gave that identification there. So this is what we receive from our Goswami books. However, there was one book, this is not considered, here's what they say about it. There's one book which became the Bible for some people. But there is one book written by the son of Janava, Mata, adopted son, because Vasudha had children with Nityananda. One child was Ganga Dasi, and the other was Birchandra Prabhu, Sri Birchandra Prabhu. That was her sister, Vasudha, but Janava Mata herself didn't have any children, but she adopted this person, Ramai, I believe is a Brahmin, Ramchandra Goswami, sometimes called Ramai, I believe, Ramai Pandit. And he wrote a book called Ananga Manjari Samputika. But this book, it's been translated in English by Advaita Das. When I asked once about Advaita Das, to Advaita Das, I said, I find some rather confusing points and points I've never seen anywhere in Goswami books in this book. Is it bona fide or what does it make of it? He said, well, I translated and printed it, but I don't distribute it anymore because I find too many discrepancies. And I heard a lot of questions about this book over the years. In fact, he told me there was one big pundit from Navadvip. His name is Nishita Kumar Goswami, a famous pundit from Navadvip. And he lived between 1940s and 1990 or so. And he told directly to Advaita, and that's when Advaita, after thinking about that, he stopped distributing it. He said this book, who's a big pundit, he's an acharya and a guru, Nishita Kumar Goswami, he said that this book is very confusing. Don't even try to understand it. It's mixed. It has a mixture of many confusing points. There's lots of kitschery. It's a very complicated book. So this is a little bit about Ananga Manjari's position, and I have some other note here also we can see. In other words, she's not very much described, so you really have to. So that therefore, if you want to build a whole philosophy or a tattva around that, you have to take this one book, Ananga Manjari Samputika, and make that your Bible. And disregard everything that whatever the Goswamis have said. Even the Goswamis are saying she's a Sakhi, and then you just tell everyone she's a Manjari. Rupa Goswami is saying that she's his second. There's Varishta Sakhis, Parama Prasya Sakhis, and Rupa Goswami's book, and he's our Mahajan. He's saying Ananga Manjari is not a Manjari. She's a gopi, she's a sakhi. And the proof is she has her own kunja and she's serving Radha and Krishna there. So, the Ananga Manjari has a very unique position. And just see how we can understand how unique her position is. Although Lalita is the leader of all the sakhis and Rupa is the leader of all the manjaris, and the key manjaris that are being described everywhere in terms of seva and who our role models are. Who are the role models who were directly ordered and empowered by Lord Chaitanya? You understand role models? Who are the role models directly ordered and empowered directly by embrace and by order and by teaching, order to distribute Raghunuga Bhakti and specifically the Prayojana Tattva of Manjari Bhav Upasana, how to worship as a maidservant of Radharani as Sri Rupa Goswami Pad and Raghunath Das Goswami. So one is Rupa Manjari, and one is Tulsi Manjari, or sometimes also named Rati Manjari. So their names are described everywhere by Kasturi Manjari, who is Krishna's Kaviraj. Krishna's Kaviraj is Kasturi Manjari. He's one of the Astamandris. And he knows very well that Ananga Manjari is one of the Vara Sakis. She's one of the Upa Sakis. So who knows better the position of Ananga Manjari than Kasturi Manjari, who is Krishna's Kaviraj. And he doesn't describe anywhere in his handbook of Raghunuga Bhakti about we should follow Ananga Manjari. And when he ends every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, worshipping her in your parivara, if you're Nityananda, it's another thing, but making a whole tattva around that, which is different than what's the Gaudiya tattva, Siddhanta. If you look at Krishna's courage when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he ends every chapter by saying, Rupa Raghunatha Padi Habi Akati. We should be eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa and Raghunath, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, as sadhakas, and then in our citadeya, or in the internal meditative spiritual body that we accept, the siddhasarup that we received or we realize or we hanker for, in that body we serve Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. There's no mention in the that's why I read here, this is a very significant statement. There's no mention anywhere in the Goswami books, Stavavali or anything about Ananga Manjari. Very little. No mention. There's something I mentioned in her position in the Radhakrishna Ganadesha Deepika. But it's very clear that when she's presented, she's not discussed very much, as I mentioned. And this other note that the worship, specifically the worship of Ananga Manjari, is not mentioned by any of the Gaudiya Vaishnava groups. Not mentioned. Her mention of Ananga Manjari not once in Stavavali by Raghunath Das, and only one time in Govinda Lilamrita. So if you're Nityananda Parivar, you're in allegiance to Lalita and Rupa Manjari. You know, anyone here that's initiated, you know, Nityananda, so many Nityananda, family of Nityananda, the line of Nityananda. And Nityananda, of course, is Ananga Manjari. So we honor her and we respect her, and they fast, and then followers, you know, they fast on her appearance day and have a big function here and talk all about her glories and that sense. But you make that your home, make a whole topic. We should do our bhajan and follow in the footsteps of Ananga Manjari. I have not seen that in the writings of the Goswamis. If someone can show me that, I'd be very amazed. So this is very unique position of Ananga Manjari, that she's Radharani's younger sister and that her kunja is right in the middle of Radhakunda, and she has this sambandha relationship. Only her name is she's Manjari. In the Nityananda Parivar, all the followers of Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Parivar, they will serve under Rupa Manjari and Lalita Sakhi. Janava Mata is identified as Ananga Manjari with her own kunja. So that's all I can say about Ananga Manjari from what I have in my notes and what I understand from the Goswami's writings. You can see yourself, you can practically read Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says to follow Rupa Raghunath. And then Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, talks about in the first division, Purva Vibhag, Eastern Division, and the second wave in verses 290 to 304 basically discuss Raghunuga Bhakti. Incidentally, on that, did you ever hear that on MNS Audio, we have a whole CD on that. You ever listen to that? Because any kind of questions like you mentioned about that verse 292, that's fully answered there. I don't know what question you can have. But I gave all the purports. And that tape, I gave the tikas of Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti, which are in Banu's book and also in Ban Maharaj's. But in Ban Maharaj is also the tika of Mukunda Goswami. And Mukunda Goswami is this direct disciple of Krishna's Kaviraj, highly respected and very advanced Vaishnava. He lived about that time, 400 years ago, much, much before Vishwanath, Mukunda Goswami, all respected across the board, you know, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. for his very wonderful exposition on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. So all those things I mentioned.